Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, continuing our 40 days in the shelter of the Most High. Psalm 91, 7 to 8. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. We will only look on with our eyes and see the wicked paid back. Day 7, judgment of the wicked, but the righteous delivered. Psalm 22, 4 and 5. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. And you, our fathers, put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. Psalm 32, 6 and 7. So let everyone who is godly pray to you in a time when you may be found. When great floodwaters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from distress. You surround me with sounds of deliverance, Selah. Psalm 34, 9-14. Taste and see how good Adonai is. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear Adonai, his Kedoshim, for those who fear him lack nothing. Young lions may lack and go hungry, but those who seek Adonai want for no good thing. Come, children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of Adonai. Who is the one who delights in life and loves to see good days? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking treachery. We have a wonderful future ahead of us. We don't need to fear the things that are coming upon the earth, because we know who we trust, we know who our faith is in, and we know who has redeemed us by his blood, Yeshua, our Messiah. Judgment before the great white throne. Revelation 20, 11-15. Then I saw a great white throne, and the one seated on it. The earth and heaven fled from his presence, but no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. The books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what was written in the books, according to their deeds. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Sheol gave up the dead in them. Then they were judged, each one of them, according to their deeds. Then death and Sheol were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. That is why it's so important that we share the love of Messiah with people, because there is a judgment coming for the wicked and those who have rejected God's ways. But we see as well rejoicing in heaven. Revelation 19, 1-5. After these things, I heard something like the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just. For he has judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her whoring, and has avenged the blood of his servants caused by her hand. And a second time they shouted, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. Then the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who is seated on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants and all who fear him, both great and small. Continuing Revelation 19, 6-10. Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, or like the rumbling of powerful thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for Adonai Elohei Zevaot reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. She was given fine linen to wear, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the Kedoshim. Then the angel tells me, write, how fortunate are those who have been invited to the wedding banquet of the Lamb. He also tells me, these are the true words of God. Then I fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But he said to me, see that you do not do that, for I am only a servant with you and your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Yeshua. Worship God. For the testimony of Yeshua is a spirit of prophecy. Judgment before the great white throne. Revelation 20, 11 to 15. Then I saw a great white throne and the one seated on it. The earth and heaven fled from his presence, but no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. The books were open, and another book was opened, the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what was written in the books, according to their deeds. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Sheol gave up the dead in them. Then they were judged, each one of them, according to their deeds. Then death and Sheol were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. The book of life is referenced during Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Be sure you are covered by the blood of the Lamb, Yeshua HaMashiach, and your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. And this is a commentary from by John Gill. And another book was open, which is the book of life, Revelation 3:5. The one who overcomes thus will be dressed in white clothes. I will never blot his name out of the book of life, and will confess his name before my Father and his angels. Revelation 17:8. The beast that you saw was and is not, and yet is about to rise up from the abyss and head for destruction. Those who dwell on the earth, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will be astonished when they see the beast, because he was and he is not, and he is to come. Daniel 7:9-10. While I was watching, thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His garment was as white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was ablaze with flames, and its wheels a burning fire. A river of fire was flowing and coming out from him. Thousands attended him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were open. This is a reference to Yom Teruah, the Day of the Awakening Blast, also known as Yom Rosh Hashanah, that the books are open until Yom Kippur, then closed. It is a notion or a belief among Jewish writing that at the beginning of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah, three books are opened. One of the wicked perfect, another of the righteous perfect, and a third of those between both. The righteous perfect are written and sealed immediately for life. The wicked perfect are written and sealed immediately for death. The middlemost are in suspense and continue from the beginning of the year to the Day of Atonement. If they are worthy, they are written for life. If not worthy, they are written for death. And you can really look at this as not every single person is going to be redeemed or saved. There are people that are wholly sold out to their wickedness, and they will never repent. There are those that are wholly sold out to righteousness and Yeshua, and that their life is sold out to Him. And there are those, and I see that as in the life we're living, that they're still haven't committed their life. They haven't made a decision. The Bible says today is a day of salvation. I believe that we're headed for a great harvest, and we need to seek out those that need to make a decision for Messiah, because there is no second chance after you die. But as the righteous, we have our hope. Why? Not because of our own righteousness, but because our righteousness is in Messiah Yeshua. We have been sealed because of the blood that has been shed for us. And from the foundation of the earth, mankind, from the day he's born till the day he has died, has been given time to, with, again, God's given him a free will to decide if he is going to serve the God of this world, HaSatan, or the God of the universe, the one and only, Yahweh Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. And we're winding down to that time. There is a judgment time coming when, you know, we feel like, oh, look at the wicked are get away with everything. No, they're not. Because one day they will stand before the throne, and they will be judged. And God is a righteous judge. and they will receive what they have done according to the flesh. In the same treatise, they represent God at the same time of the year as a king sitting on a throne of judgment, and the books of the living and the books of the dead are open before him. This with them was a prelude and a figure of the future judgment. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. You know, I want the book that the Father has written of me, and I'm sure you want the book written of you, of all the righteous deeds we've done for the kingdom. Again, this is the only time that we can do deeds for the kingdom is while we are alive here on the earth. And we need to make use of that time every single day and not waste our time. Use our gifts and talents for him. So again, let's read this again. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. That is, they were sentenced to everlasting condemnation and death according to the just merit of their wicked works. For no other are done by wicked men, nor can any other be in the book, since they are without God and Messiah, and destitute of the Spirit, have no principle of grace to act from, nor any good end in to view in any action of theirs. So again, there is a day coming when maybe the wicked thought they got away with things while they were alive on the earth, but they will stand before God and finally give an account for every wicked thing they have done if they hadn't repented. So the Jews say, all the works which a man does in this world are written in a book, and they come into thought before the Holy King, and they are manifested before him. Elvina Mocano, our Father, our King. Father, first we thank you of your promise that 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. And I thank you it's only because we're sealed by the blood of Yeshua. And Father, we don't have to fear the second death because we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. We thank you for the word, Father. We thank you that our righteous deeds are nothing without Messiah. And I thank you, Father, that you have made us the righteousness of God in Messiah Yeshua. And I pray that anybody listening to this, if you do not have a relationship with Messiah, now is the time to repent and give your life to him. Now is the time to start serving him, because one day we all will stand before the very throne of God. The righteous will be given rewards and blessings and be able to serve our King in the kingdom. But if you don't know Messiah Yeshua, there is an eternal darkness waiting for you. And God does not want to send you there, but you have to give your will over to him. You have to serve him and bow your knees before him, admit that you cannot save yourself, that the sin in you, you cannot redeem yourself, that only the blood of the Lamb and Yeshua the Messiah can redeem you. Receive him today. Receive that eternal life so you can walk in his presence and in his glory for all eternity. That's why as believers we are not shaken by things that are happening on the earth, because we know these things must come to pass, but we know we have a glorious future to look forward to. That it's not the end, it's only the beginning of Yeshua reigning as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Shalom in Yeshua.